The gradual return of sports shut down by the pandemic is colliding with protests sparked by police killings of black men and women. Yesterday, players from England's Premier Soccer League kneeled to support the Black Lives Matter movement when their season resumed. And when high school sports resumed in Iowa this week, the entire Roosevelt High School baseball team took a knee during the national anthem. Also yesterday, in an interview with Scott Thuman of Sinclair Broadcasting, President Trump said Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback who started the anthem protest 3 years ago and hasn't played since, should get another shot at the NFL, even though the president had previously called Kaepernick and others who kneel, well, it's a phrase that insults your mother. And yesterday he also said this.
I don't want to kneel. I don't want to see people kneel for the national anthem, for the American flag. You stand. Be proud. Put your hand on your heart.
Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, let's outline. Police officers in Minneapolis and Atlanta charged with murdering black men. Athletes protesting. The president still speaking out against kneeling, even when some sympathetic cops are taking a knee. Oh, and by the way, while football says it sides with Black Lives Matter, Colin Kaepernick has not been hired back. Discuss.
Well, I think of John Bolton's phrase that came out, the archipelago of dots that describes Donald Trump's thinking process. So it does seem like there are other issues and maybe other tacks to take. He has been consistent in weighing in that kneeling is just unacceptable in his mind. On the other hand, he's been consistent. And so he says Kaepernick should get a job. He echoed that in an interview he did with Sean Hannity. He says if Kaepernick is able to get a job, he should get a job, which sort of whistles past the background condition that you hinted at. You know, he's not being offered a job, even though at least when he last played, he was an above average quarterback. So it all adds up to Donald Trump thinking this is still a good issue for him, or at least the best spin that he could put on an issue where we can find no other public figure who is echoing those sentiments. Drew Brees said something similar to that, as we talked about last week, Robin. I respect the flag. I want to stand. And then he had a call with people who were important to him, and he backtracked on those comments. But of course, President Trump is just jutting out his chin and not backtracking at all.
Well, let's talk about other players. Basketball star Kyrie Irving says the NBA's return will detract from the movement against racial injustice. You know, other athletes and performers are also saying things like, you like our culture, but you don't want me on your street. And they're not just talking to police, they're talking to their fans. So first, one wonders what happens when they're all back in an arena together, the players, the fans. But Irving's comments, more about what he said, and how will it impact the NBA's plan to restart the season next month, every team playing at the Disney World campus in Florida?
Right, and in even less time than that, the sort of pre-quarantine would begin. Now, what we should know about Kyrie Irving is he's a great player. He's the vice president of the Players Association, but he's also out for the season with an injury, so he wouldn't be participating in any case. But he has gotten on calls with other players in the NBA who are not comfortable with this plan going forward, this bubble plan to invite most of the teams and have a quasi-playoff leading to a playoff format. Now, what others, LeBron James among them, say and argue is that actually us playing would get attention to the causes that like Black Lives Matter, and not playing and not being in the public eye would actually hurt that. But then there is sort of a middle path. In fact, I think LeBron probably represents the middle path, which is something like, we're not going to compel anyone to come inside this bubble. So if there are people for political reasons, for health reasons, for any reason at all, don't want to come, we're going to work out so that they won't be punished by their teams. But we also want to create a format where the players can play and they can play safely and they can also get attention for their issues. So there is a little bit of tension there. And I think Kyrie Irving is voicing a concern that a lot of players have, but I don't know if it's enough of the concern. I don't think it is to scuttle the entire plan.
Yeah. When you look at football, they weren't thinking about coming back till September, but now they have several players testing positive for COVID-19 on different teams. And what about baseball? They were, thinking of starting a season, but owners and players can't reach an agreement there.
Yes. So on the football part, Anthony Fauci was on CNN saying that he recommends the same sort of bubble that basketball and baseball are thinking of. Football cannot just blithely say, oh, the coronavirus will take care of itself and we're going to proceed as normal. And as far as baseball, I don't know if it was ever unlikely that the season would happen, but it was at least getting close to unlikely. I mean, owners and players were just at each other's throats, but the head of the union and the commissioner of baseball did meet, and maybe now there is light, and it seems like they could come back with a 60-game schedule. Very important. The players' salaries wanted, the players wanted their salaries prorated. No discount. Mm-hmm. They just, if they play 60 games, then they would get essentially, you know, about a little less than half of their salary, and that's what they want. And I think that's what they're going to get.
Okay. Oh, what a moment. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.